Mr. Dabalina is your host of the show, where he plays the very best of prank call audio. He calls up the people and tricks them a good one, till they get angry and threaten with a shotgun. He tells all the guys they need to shut up their misses. He calls Circle K and makes them flip all the switches. Carrot Top, landlords, tunnels, and car dings. A brand new adventure every time that the phone rings. Fun to make people question their reality, so turn up the sound and enjoy the calamities. 6,000 miles from central Argentina, it's the world of prank calls with your host, Mr. Dabalina.
Mr. Dabalina. Hey there, everybody. You're listening to Mr. Dabalina's Wonderful World of Prank Calls. I'm your host, Mr. Dabalina. This is episode 90, and today is July 23rd, 2026. And I bet you are all thinking, you know what I'd like to hear in my prank calls today when I listen to this episode of Mr. Dabalina? I want to hear a really loud, irritating siren go off for a little bit. Well, have I got good news for you. There is a national chain of gyms in the United States called Planet Fitness, and they think the best way to keep order in their national chain of gyms, you know, to keep things quiet there and everything, is to install a loud air raid siren, which they can set off from the front desk anytime they want, so that they can let their paying customers know that they're being a piece of shit. It's called the Lunk Alarm, and somehow this makes sense to Planet Fitness, that the way to keep everyone calm and quiet is to set off air raid sirens in the middle of their workout. You probably think I'm kidding, but I'm not. We have been calling Planet Fitnesses since the mid-2010s, I guess. I think it was Carlito's idea. I think he may have been the first one to do that. Or was he the first one to set off the Arby's bell? I can't remember. But I'm pretty sure this is all Carlito's fault. A bunch of us in the prank call community have been doing this for years, calling up Planet Fitnesses and tricking them into setting off their Lunk Alarms. While their customers, they just want a nice quiet workout. And the employee is setting off air raid sirens while they're trying to have their nice quiet workout. Listen to this.
Thank you for calling Planet Fitness. This is Tyler. How may I help you?
Hey, Tyler. This is Mr. Dabalina from the corporate office with Planet Fitness. And
Hello. Hi.
I was just calling. Were you having about your Lunk Alarm issues? Were you having problems with the Lunk Alarm today?
I honestly just clocked in at 5, so I don't know anything about that. I can give the phone to the manager if you'd like to speak to him.
Oh, no, it's okay. We just needed to quickly reboot the Lunk Alarm. If you could just turn it on for 60 seconds exactly, and that'll reboot the whole system, and then we'll get green lights across the board over here.
So leave it just running for 60 seconds?
Yeah, just flip the switch for exactly 1 minute, and that should allow it to reboot. And I know it'll be loud, okay. But it's okay. I'm the corporate office.
Okay.
And can you leave me on the phone, and I'll let you know that it worked. If you just, you know, set the phone down.
Okay,
and
yeah, let me tell my manager. I'm going to do that first. I don't want him to just... Hey, Jerry. This is corporate on the phone. He told me to turn the Lunk Alarm on for a minute and let it run for 60 seconds. Corporate, he said.
Hi, this is Jared, the manager of Planet Fitness. May I ask who I'm speaking to?
Sure, this is Mr. Bob Dabalina from the corporate office with Planet Fitness. It's just, there's a problem with the Lunk Alarm. There's been a repair order put on it, and we just need to reboot it real quick. It'll just take 60 seconds.
Okay, at this location? Because we never requested a repair order for this location.
Well, it shows up automatically in the computer, because we can see every time you use the Lunk Alarm. And the computer system's hooked
up. Okay, so you want me to go ahead and try to test it on?
Yeah, we just need it to be on for 60 seconds. That's how it reboots.
60 seconds?
Yep.
All right, well, give me 1 second, okay, so I can go ahead and alert my members for that fact.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay, sure.
Give me 1 second. All right, and then can I go ahead and, so I can go ahead and WhatsApp it so he can at least know that we're doing so. And what was your name again, sir?
Bob. B-O-B, and then Dabalina.
Dabalina?
Yep. Common spelling. So is it on yet? I don't see it showing up here on the computer that it's running.
No, we do not. Right now we have to alert our members because since it's such a rush hours right now, we don't want to turn it on and surprise anybody.
Oh, it's okay. They'll figure it out. They'll just think that someone's being a lunkhead.
Oh, okay. Well, we're making sure. I just still want to make sure ahead of time.
Okay.
Yeah, because we did have a problem way before here with the Lunk Alarm being turned on all the time.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we sent out a memo about that, I think.
All right. And I got it on now. Can you see it loading it?
Oh, yeah, it looks like it. I can see it running. It's got a reboot.
Good?
Is it still on? It seems like it's slowing down. Is it still running?
It's slowing down.
What's it slowing down for?
It's still going slowly.
Oh, it seems like it's stopping.
Yeah, it's stopping.
Oh, why is it stopping? Did you turn it off?
No, sir.
Oh, that's weird. Okay. Is anybody look distressed about the alarm going off? Because we don't want that.
No, not so much. Because we alerted our members about turning it on, so we kind of gave them a heads up.
That's good to know. Are any members around? As long as I've got y'all on the phone, I could go ahead and do a quick customer survey. If you want to put a customer on, I could just do a quick survey.
Quick customer.
Yeah.
Customer survey.
Yeah, you know, just the weekly customer survey, like they do. They usually do it on the night shift, but. We could just do it now, and I could mark it off the system.
Yeah, I'm not quite sure. As much as I know, I wasn't even alerted about this lunk alarm testing, so...
Yeah, well, it worked. It looks like it works now. Everything's working just fine. Can we do, like, a test where you just turn it on for, like, just 2 seconds, and then you yell at someone? You're like, hey, stop being a lunkhead. Like point at them? Like, point at someone and look them in the eyes?
No, sir. I'm sorry. This does not. I mean, this kind of doesn't sound like a more of a corporation call.
Well, why'd you set off the lunk alarm then?
Well, sir. I mean, I was thinking maybe. So I already sent it to my WhatsApp to see about Bob Delena, and I haven't got a response yet. So, as much as I've known.
Wait, what'd you do with the WhatsApp?
Should I go ahead? Yes, sir. Can I go ahead and write your number down? Let me go and get all this information down, sir.
Okay. I'm sorry. You used WhatsApp to try to look up Bob Dobelina?
Let me go and get your information.
Was it the corporate WhatsApp?
I'm quite sure. I don't think you're part of our corporation.
Hey. No accusations here. Don't you call me a liar, motherfucker. They don't... Okay, hung up.
Frickin' Tyler. He told me a thing or two. After he set off the lunk alarm for like a minute, he's like, I'm not going to fall for this fake corporate stuff anymore, starting now. And you know why these lunk alarms exist? I told you a minute ago that they are for customers who are being huge pieces of shit. And I am not kidding. Not only is this an alarm that employees set off when their customers are being a huge piece of shit, they even came up with a slur to call their customers. They call their customers lunks. They're like, here, you fucking lunks, take this, and they turn on the air raid siren. They can't just go over there and talk to them and have a normal conversation. That would be ridiculous. No, they have to turn on the air raid siren and annoy everybody else that's having their workout so that they can tell this one customer that he's being a piece of shit, otherwise known as their new slur, lunk. Planet Fitness was like, you know what we haven't done as a corporation lately? We haven't come up with any of our own original slurs. You know how people used to call each other lunkheads back in the 1930s? I don't actually know when the term lunkhead became a thing. It sounds like a really old insult, but that's what the lunk alarm is. It's called the lunk alarm, and it is for people who are being lunkheads and doing things like grunting too loud when they do their weights or drinking water out of a 1 gallon jug. That is a lunkable air raid siren offense at Planet Fitness. They apparently have rules about how big your water container can be, because if it's too big, it's going to intimidate other guests, and we can't have that. Oh no, we're going to have to set off the air raid siren on you. So here's Ashley at another Planet Fitness. This one is from 2017, just a couple months after the first call I played for you. Ashley's used to being the one who sets off the lunk alarm on her customers, but today, I set the lunk alarm off on her. I mean, not today, but back in 2017, that's what I did.
You're going to get the lunk alarm for that.
Have a great day at Planet Fitness. This is Ashley. How may I help you?
Oh, hey, Ashley. This is Steve Dave from the corporate office with Planet Fitness. And I was just calling, did you guys get the lunk alarm reset yet? Because we're showing there's still an error in the computer on it.
I'm not sure. Should I set it off and see if it works?
Well, actually, we need to do a reset of the whole system. And to do that, you have to turn it on for about 1 minute and just let it run for 1 minute.
Okay.
So, like, exactly 60 seconds, and that should do it. If you could turn it on while I'm on the phone, I'll make sure it resets for you.
Okay, yeah, sure.
Are there a lot of people in there right now?
Yeah, there is. Should I, like, go warn them?
No, it'll be funnier if we just surprise them with it.
Okay.
It's okay, I give you permission.
Thank you. All right, you want me to set it off now?
Yes, please. 60 seconds, okay. I'll let you know when it's up.
Okay. I have to set it off for a minute to reset it.
So she thanked me for doing this. Are the customers Are the customers looking over yet? Are they looking?
They are. Yeah.
Are they glaring on a scale of
it's a 10.
A 10? Their anger level? Or you mean they're looking?
Yeah.
Oh wow.
They're like, what the heck is going on here?
If they start walking toward the desk, like puff up your shoulders and like take a couple steps toward him to show him who's boss.
Yeah, they're all walking over here like, what is that?
Yeah. If they try to say anything, just tell them to shut the fuck up.
All right.
Or you know what?
I'm not going to get fired for that, will I?
You probably would, to be honest.
Okay, so, I probably won't say that then.
Yeah, you don't want that. If you want to put one of them on the phone, though, I'll give them a piece of my mind.
Okay. Well, she decided she was going to walk out, so it's okay.
Oh.
How long has it been?
Oh, I forgot to even turn it on. Here, I'll start it now.
You haven't even started it? Oh my gosh, they're going to be so mad at me.
Here it goes. Click. 6 seconds.
My other good one.
8 seconds.
Corporate made us do it. Corporate made us do it.
I can talk to him if you want me to talk to him.
He said he can talk to you about it. He said that's the stupidest thing he's ever heard in his life.
Oh, tell him to get the fuck out of the store.
Okay.
After he said that was the stupidest thing ever, what did he do then?
He rolled his eyes and turned around.
Did he go back to his treadmill?
He went back to the weight area.
Hey, you know what we should do next? I should have you go into the breaker box and shut off all the power so everyone falls off their treadmills.
Is this a prank call? Are you prank calling me right now?
Yes.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I'm just some weirdo on the internet.
No, you're not.
No, I really am.
I just set it off for like 3 minutes. Are you lying to me?
Oh, yeah. No, I was kidding. I'm really with the corporate office. Can I talk to a customer, please?
A customer?
Yep. Is it for a survey, you know?
Yeah, let me find one.
Or you could just set the phone down on the counter and I could listen to that hilarious interaction thing going on in the background.
Okay. Hang on. Let me grab somebody. Do you really need someone or is this still a joke?
Oh, no. This time it's real.
Okay. Will you go find a member to, like, answer a survey?
Just yell after that person. Say, hey, get back here. The person that was just there.
No, that guy's mean. He's gonna, like, give us zeros.
No, I'll lie and I'll say you got good ratings.
Okay. Can you just go get someone?
Tell her to get the most annoyed looking.
Get the angry guy. The guy who came up here and said the lunk alarm was stupid.
Yeah, we're gonna give him a piece of our mind.
This is corporate.
No, I know it was corporate. Who? What guy?
You know the guy in the white shirt that came up here and he was like, "What is that sound?" And then you were like, oh, we're resetting it. Yeah, and just, he was like, that's the stupidest thing.
Just tell that
heard.
Tell that girl to shut the fuck up and go get him.
Are you sure this is not a prank call?
No, I wouldn't prank. I'm with the corporate office. I'm a Christian.
No, I'm going to hang up.
Why?
I don't believe you now.
What? Why? Why don't you? What changed
okay,
your mind?
Bye. Have a great day.
What part made you not believe me?
Once again, the employee seems to figure it out after they've set off the alarm for a really long time, only because I say so much weird stuff to him. Oh, and I forgot to mention on that previous call with Tyler, I think his name was, did you notice how the pitch of the tone went way down from what it was in the beginning? It started out all healthy sounding, and then by the end it was really struggling and was much lower pitch. That may actually be their siren burning out, but also maybe it's just the heat that's happening right at that moment is causing the pitch to go down. But I know other prank callers have called back the Lunk Alarm place that they pranked the next day, and they're like, the Lunk Alarm doesn't work anymore. We don't know why, because all we did was leave it running for 10 minutes straight. I think it was Dwight from the Mop Riding with Dwight show who got them to leave the siren on for so long that it actually started smoking, and that one didn't work the next day when he called and checked. So usually an employee will just do a quick burst of air raid sirens. You know, they'll be like, woot woot skiddly woot, please stop being such a lunk over there, you stupid customer. I've got a couple more of these. I was thinking, you know, I should just play one per show, because some people get sick of the air raid siren. But you know what? I'm enjoying these, so I'm going to play another one. It seems to be an amusing one.
It's going to be so great.
Is that Ellie? How may I help you?
Hi, this is Steve Day from the corporate office with Planet Fitness.
Hello.
Hi. I was just calling to find out if your Lunk Alarm, is that working yet, or are you still having problems because we haven't reset the system yet?
I don't even know. Let me check really quickly.
Oh, no, it's...
Oh, sorry.
Oh, no, it's okay. Oh, yeah, it sounds like it's... But it's still not reset. We have to reset the system, and to do that, you need to turn on the Lunk Alarm and leave it for about 60 seconds.
Oh, we have to leave it for 60 seconds.
Yeah.
Oh, snap. Okay.
Yeah, just count to 60. I know it'll be loud, but it's the only way to clear the air out of the system and reset it all and get all the dust out. And,
oh.
Yep. You know,
oh,
reset the computers.
No problem.
And machines.
Did you guys want us to do that?
Yeah, could you
right
now? Yeah. If I could just listen on the phone, because I gotta watch my computer here and make sure it works.
Okay, yeah, no problem.
Just one, yep, 60 seconds.
60, right?
Yes,
a minute?
1 minute.
Gotcha.
So, listeners, if you're unfamiliar with this, this is a Lunk Alarm at a Planet Fitness. And
it's
very loud. It really annoys the customers. Yeah, it's very easy to trick an employee to set it off. An unwitting employee. They always fall for it. They'll leave it running for a whole 60 seconds.
Sorry, we need to reset it. Sorry, guys. Sorry. Dude, sorry.
Yep. Can you say sorry, not sorry? Do it.
Yeah.
I command you.
No one's really here, so we're fine.
Oh,
and there we go.
Okay.
It's been 60 seconds.
Oh, no, it's only been 10. It's only been 10 seconds.
Wait, what?
No, I said... I said 60 minutes, ma'am.
Oh, 60 minutes.
Yep.
Oh. Wait, do I leave it on for 60 minutes?
Yep, 1 hour. 1 hour.
Oh, okay. Should I do that, in when we close?
Oh, no, just right now would be perfect, because I have to watch it on the computer and make sure it goes through. Make sure all the dust gets out of the pipes.
Gotcha, no problem. Actually, could I put you on hold for a quick second, though?
You know, ma'am, it's okay. Actually, I'm calling from the Skippy and Dippy morning show on 100.3 The Gerbil, and you've just been butt-slammed.
Okay.
We were just kidding around.
Okay, cool, perfect.
Just joshing with you. Just a joke.
Oh, no wonder. I was like, this is really strange. I can't do that for an hour.
Yeah. Well, I hope you don't get fired, because I don't want that.
No, you're fine.
Okay, well, what's your favorite radio station that plays horrible, rotten tricks on you and almost gets you in trouble with your boss?
I don't have a favorite.
What?
I don't listen to radio. I'm sorry.
Oh, whatever. Fuck you, bitch. I can't. Wow. Don't listen to radio. I bet you're one of those podcast listeners or something.
Okay.
Think you're all high and mighty with your podcasts and your Spotify and whatever.
A little while ago, I saw a message come in from Despicable Dogs, and he says, I'm going to be doing a show here in about an hour, and I asked him to please do some Lunk Alarm pranks, and he said, sure, and then he did. He did a bunch of Lunk Alarm pranks on his live show today, which I just finished listening to, and I was going to play one of those just to kind of go along with the theme of Lunk Alarm pranks here, but I like this other prank that he did so much better, so screw Lunk Alarms. I'm going to play a hotel prank that Despicable Dogs played on his show today. But if you want to hear some more Lunk Alarm pranks, you should listen to the Despicable Dogs show for July 23rd, 2026, because he tries quite a few Lunk Alarm pranks on this one, and a couple of them are even good. Anyway, here is the prank that I like. This is him talking to a front desk lady, and all kind of chaos ensues.
Thank you for calling Mobile Hire Police. It's Casey. How can I help you?
Hey, Casey. Is my wife down there? I've been looking for her.
What does your wife look like? Who is this?
Oh, yeah, so this is Steven. My wife and I, we're doing some take and role play. And she's got, like, one handcuff on. I've been kind of going door to door looking for her, but I can't find her.
What does she look like?
She's a brunette. Kind of 5'4". Kind of busty. Hold on.
I don't see anybody down here that looks like that.
Hey, sir, is my wife in there?
Hold on.
No wife in here.
Is she really not in there?
No. No.
Don't tell him. Don't tell him.
But, ma'am, I'm going to need a key to this door. Sure. I think they have my wife in the room. We're doing some take and role play.
You had to come down here. I had to see some type of identification to give it to you.
Hold on.
Hey, I need my wife. Yeah, the lady at the front desk says, you gotta open up, man. Hey!
There's someone in here!
Are you in the hallway making this noise?
Yeah, ma'am. I'm trying to get my wife.
Don't do that, please.
Hold on.
Hey. Oh my gosh.
Hey!
What room are you in?
Open the door.
I'm in the hallway right now.
Hey. I know, of what floor?
Open up, you son of a bitch! I know she's in there!
What?
I'm trying to sleep.
Quiet. Look, I'm coming up to the floor.
Oh, you're coming up?
You can't. Okay. Yeah, you cannot make those dead noise in the hallway. You cannot make it.
Hey, yes. The front lady of the desk.
I'm calling the front desk.
No, I'm calling the front desk, motherfucker.
Hey, hold on.
I'm
going
to call the front desk.
If I come up there, I will throw you out of this hotel.
No, you better not.
It is so busy down here. I don't have time for these games.
You better not, lady. Here, I'm just trying to get my wife.
That was Despicable Dogs along with Greta Garbage and Ice Cat and I think some other people he mentioned. That's from the old Morning Zoo show on prankcast.com. And as long as I'm playing other people's pranks, I want to play this one by Milkbox that I heard a few days ago. This is from the Milkbox show on prankcast.com/Milkbox. This is a call about baby teeth.
Thank you for calling Connor. Is this
Disney? Hey, Disney. Listen, I probably shouldn't even ask you this, and please don't be offended or anything. There's a car that I need to get back into, and I'm really regretful about it, the whole thing, but I do need to get my belongings out of the car, and I'm not sure how to do it, and I don't want to break a window because I would be breaking and entering.
I'm not sure. Where is the car at?
Oh, in your lot. So in the possession in particular, it's like a little bag full of baby teeth. It's like a little baggie full of them. So I'm not emotionally attached to that particular bag. It's not like that. I kind of got these from a
dentist's
office.
Where is the car at?
In your parking lot is what I'm explaining. But I'm just wondering, is it possible that if I can't get the door opened, that I could just get like a replacement bag of baby teeth from the hotel instead as a make good?
Get what from the office?
Like a replacement bag of baby teeth. Little baggy.
I don't understand.
Okay, here, I'll break down the whole story.
We don't have
you.
A baby teeth.
Well, now you will, because you can get it back from the customer or staff member whose car I was smoking in. So this is what I'm saying to you. There was a car that left his door unlocked, so I did go in there just to smoke a little bit. Brad does this all the time. I didn't think it'd be a big deal. So I was in the back smoking.
Sir, I don't have time for nonsense.
Nonsense? No, I just want my bag of baby teeth back is what I'm trying to explain to you. But when I left the car, I locked the door behind me because I was figured
out
I'll be nice.
Are you a customer staying at my property?
I'm a customer staying on your property of the vehicle.
What room you are in?
Well, no, I was staying in the car is what I'm explaining to you. I stayed in one of the customer cars. With their permission, retroactively.
I don't have time for your nonsense. I'm sorry.
No.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Call
I appear to have gotten off on your
you
foot
have
there.
In.
I apologize
I'm
for
sorry?
Getting off on your foot. I apologize for getting off on your foot there. It's not my intention. I'm just trying to get my bag of baby teeth out of the car.
Okay. Go get it from wherever you have it.
Well, it's in the car
I
and it's locked, is what I'm saying. Do you have a car key that
okay.
I can get? Or?
Yeah, I have a car key. You can come to the front office. I'll give you the car key.
I don't think that's really what you're going to do there because you sound very hostile now, and I've been nothing but polite to you, so I don't deserve this kind of customer treatment from a customer.
Okay. Come in the office. I'll give you the key.
Okay. Or alternatively, it's $130 worth of teeth. Okay?
Yeah. Come in the office. I'll give you your teeth, and I'll give you the car key both.
I feel like now you're just...
If you have
just...
a balls.
I have a, excuse me?
You have a balls?
A balls?
You have a balls? Yes.
Well, I just lost my teeth in the car. I didn't lose my balls in the car. Why are you being so graphic and gross?
Because you're a dickhead, that's why.
Ma'am,
jackass.
I'm a Christian.
Go fuck yourself.
Whoa, I just said I'm a Christian. Wow.
Can you believe that hotel lady calling a nice Christian like Milkbox a dickass and a dickhead? I don't give her a problem was. Okay, I'm going to play some nature camera calls.
Hello?
Hey, Matthew. It's Roy, your neighbor.
I'm sorry, who?
Roy. I live a couple blocks away. Hey, I was wondering, can you please stop moving my nature cam, camera that I have in your yard? Because I have it pointing at a specific spot.
Say that again?
Oh, you know, up in your tree. I've got a nature cam up there, and I don't know, someone there keeps moving it. Every couple days, and I've got it trained on a specific part of your yard just to watch the squirrels and stuff. Can you please not move that?
I haven't been in my yard at all, so I don't know where.
Oh, is it someone else in your family then just moving it? I've got a nature cam in one of the trees. It's like up there in the tree.
Where at?
In the tree and kind of pointing down at the yard. I'm just capturing squirrels. That's all. It's nothing creepy. But every time I check it, it seems like it gets moved.
Yeah, I don't know anything about that, Roy.
And I check the joints on it. I check the joints on it. So it's not moving on its own. It's not just falling down. Someone keeps getting up there and moving it.
You've got this in my yard, Roy?
Yeah, in one of your trees in the back.
I don't know that I feel real comfortable that you've got cameras in my yard.
Well, it's a nature camera. It's for the squirrels.
Well, I get that, but it's my yard.
Well, yeah, but, you got squirrels coming through there. I've got one a couple houses down from you, too. It's not just you. But I just wanted to film the squirrels. I make YouTube videos and stuff.
Okay. Why have I never heard that you have... Where did you get my number from?
Oh, I found it on the internet. But yeah, I didn't tell you about it. I just kind of went up there and put the camera up. And I did the same thing, a couple houses down. I'm just capturing the squirrels, that's all.
Yeah, I don't feel comfortable with that, Roy. I'd like that removed.
Oh, no. No. Because I'm basically doing a time lapse of, an entire year. So, stop moving
it. Yeah, that's...
I knew,
don't care. That's my yard.
You know what? I knew it was you moving it. Like, now you're saying that you want me to move it. I figured it was you moving it. But please, can you just not move it?
First of all, I have not moved the camera because I didn't know it was there. And now I'm really creeped out that you seem to have found my number on the internet. Not sure how.
What? It's on the internet. I just I looked it up. There's websites. They give you people's phone numbers and addresses. I'm sorry that exists, but it's the internet.
Yeah, well, I don't feel comfortable with you putting up cameras that I didn't know about in my yard.
Okay, well, I mean, they're not pointing at your house. Like, I rarely see any of you walk by it.
I I really don't care where they're at, what they're pointed at. If it's in my yard, it's getting removed.
Why? Why do you hate squirrels?
You remove it or I remove it.
Well, why would you just keep moving it? Like, keep moving the camera over if you're just, you know, why wouldn't you just
either
totally remove it?
Remove it or I remove it.
Well, you better not remove it because I'm doing like a time lapse thing. I have to have it in the same position.
And when I remove something from my yard, what are you going to do about it?
I'll put a camera in your next door neighbor's yard and point it at basically the same spot.
That's fine. Go right ahead. Put it in my neighbor's yard.
Well, can you just...
I don't care what you put in someone else's yard.
Why
don't
do you even care? It's not like you have a nice yard.
Mm-hmm.
You got those ugly power lines going overhead.
Yeah, I don't have power lines.
Well, you know, they're right behind the fence.
Wrong yard.
What? It's not the wrong yard. On Drive.
I don't live on Drive.
Oh, shit. Okay, well, you have nothing to worry about then.
So you're telling me you have it in my parents' yard then?
Oh, is that what? Okay, yeah. Yeah, see, don't even worry about it. Like, you know, just keep your nose
What's
out of their
address, Roy?
Keep your nose out of their business.
What's your
Well, I'm not going to tell you that, but I'm over on Drive.
Okay. All right. I appreciate it, Roy.
Okay,
I will be at my parents' to remove that camera in about 20 minutes.
Oh, no, don't remove it. Day. Like, no, I'm filming Bye. The squirrels. Please, sir.
I have this other nature cam call here, but it's not as good, so we're not going to play that one. But I have to end the show with something better than that. I got to get yelled at real good. I mean, Matthew was funny and everything. He went to his parents' house and started climbing trees looking for trail cams, and that's hilarious. But I need someone that'll really yell at me. So I'm going to see what I can find here, and we're going to play that right now.
Hello?
Hey, let me talk to William.
Sure. Yeah, what can I do for you?
Hey, William, I was in your backyard last night, and I think I left my tape measure in your yard.
Well, who's this?
Oh, this is your neighbor, Steve Dave.
Oh, I don't know. I ain't seen no measurement tape.
Well, have you been out there? Have you looked for it?
I wasn't supposed to look for it. I thought you were going to look for it.
What are you talking about? You're not making any sense.
What neighbor? What do you mean? You're talking about a measuring tape?
Yeah, it's out in your backyard. And I think I like left my measuring tape just maybe next to the house somewhere. Because I can't find it today.
Well, I don't remember. Were you working over here or what?
No. I was just in your backyard last night around 2 in the morning.
For what?
I was measuring your house and stuff.
A house? I don't live in a house. I live in a trailer.
You know what I mean. I was measuring your domicile.
Do what?
I was measuring your domicile, sir.
What's your domicile?
The place that you live in, such as a house or a trailer.
Yeah. Well, why don't you come over here and see if that measuring tape's there or not, man? Well,
why don't you go out and check for me, motherfucker? Because
I don't have to, man.
I don't feel like coming out all the way over there again.
Well, too bad. You shouldn't have been over here to begin with.
Well, I'm going to come back tonight around 2 in the morning and look for it.
Why don't you come over here and be a man and look at me in the face and tell me some shit, huh?
Well,
why don't you come on over here, boy?
I'm not trying to start anything. I just want my damn tape measure.
You're in my backyard. I don't want you in my yard, man.
You damn tape measure thief.
Hate tape measure thief. I don't give a damn. I don't need a measuring tape, man.
Why not?
You know, I don't need that.
Probably because you already stole mine. Why'd you steal mine?
Why would I want to steal your measuring tape? You ain't got enough. Do you want one? Go buy you one. I don't have your measuring tape.
You got a lot of shit in your yard. I kept tripping over shit.
Nah, you're at the wrong place, buddy.
No, I'm not.
You are.
680.
Yeah, you are.
680, motherfucker.
I don't live in 680 no more, motherfucker.
Well, 680.
Maybe somebody else, okay?
You left a lot of...
What you talking about?
Hey, stupid, shut up.
Huh?
You must have left a lot of shit there when you moved.
Yeah, about 4 years ago. What are you going to do about that?
I kept tripping over it all.
You don't know shit, man.
Hey, can you tell that woman in the background to shut the fuck up, please?
Hey, I'm going to tell you something, punk.
What?
If you're a man, come over here and talk to me face to face.
All right, I'll be over there at 680 in just a minute.
Come on over.
Well, you just said you don't live there anymore.
That's right. I moved out of that place a long time ago. Go over and knock on the fucking door. Maybe you'll find out I don't live there.
Well, why don't you tell me where you live if you want me to come over so bad?
Listen, punk, you tell me where you're at. You meet me some fucking where then, all right?
I'll meet you at the Dairy Queen.
Meet me somewhere in Springdale, huh?
You probably don't even have a car.
I got a motorcycle, a car, and everything. I ain't never been without shit, punk.
Hey, if I see you, I'm going to kiss you on the mouth. Me and you are going to touch.
Are you?
We're going to touch tongues.
You don't know what you're talking about, boy.
Oh, yes, I do.
You got the wrong number.
I'm a really.
That's right. You got the wrong number.
I'm a really good kisser. And you're. This is William. This is William McKinnon, right?
No.
Yeah, you are. Don't lie.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
Who are you? Who are you, punk?
Bullshit, you're not.
Where you at? Who are you, punk?
I'm the assistant manager at the Dairy Queen, motherfucker.
Well, good. Good, boy.
I want to make
no shit to nobody.
I was hoping me and you could make out.
I don't fuck around with boys, you know what I mean?
Oh,
I'm a woman, man.
I'm a man.
But I don't care. I don't fuck with men.
I'm a man.
Yeah. Well, good, buddy. I'm a United States Army Vietnam veteran, 101st Airborne Division. If you want some fucking trouble, you come and get it, man.
Oh, I don't want no trouble.
Shut your fucking mind and leave me the fuck alone.
You just need to give me my tape measure back.
What the hell you had of?
Give me my tape measure, motherfucker.
I ain't got your fucking measuring tape, you dumbass.
Let me talk
to. I don't live over there.
Let me talk to Teresa.
There we go. That's a much better call to end on. I got the 101st Airborne Division yelling at me, telling me he doesn't want to kiss me on the mouth. That's the perfect call to end on. So thanks, everybody, for listening to this episode of Mr. Dabalina's Wonderful World of Prank Calls. I think that's going to do it for today's show. So thank you, everybody, for listening. And be sure to check out my podcast, which is The Snowplow Show. You can find that at snowplowshow.com. And find some other prank calls to listen to. There's tons of prank calls on the internet. Listen to Milkbox. He's the one that talks about baby teeth every Monday evening on prankcast.com/milkbox. And Despicable Dogs. He's on less of a schedule, but he's on prankcast.com/despicabledogs. And he's done lots of Lunk Alarm pranks. He's got a whole collection of those, so go listen to Despicable Dogs. Both of those people do live shows. I wish I did more live shows, but I don't. I need to change that. I did one this year, and I need to do more. I'll get right on that. I'm right on top of that, Rose.
Soda. take this piano and set it on fire? Are you seriously telling me you want me to let you do that?